Hi, welcome to An Artist's Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, an artist and writer, and I'm living the artist's life. So let's get started. Yes, welcome to episode one. This is the first podcast that I'm hosting, and hopefully we can all learn something new. I've been painting professionally for about 6-7 years, and it's all an accumulation of experience that I've gained over the years. I've been painting since my high school days, and that was a long time ago. What can we find out about art and the artist lifestyle? So I'm going to kick off with this first podcast and get straight into the heavy stuff. And the question that young artists may be asking themselves, do they have the talent to succeed as an artist? And I'm going to take the point of view of that's just not the right question. How can you assess your chances of success as an artist? So I've come up with about 15 questions, sat down writing these out and working out some thoughts on it, and I'm going to run through these questions, try and give some answers and maybe stimulate some thought, get you thinking, and whether you agree or not, it will hopefully give you some direction. So let's dive straight in with question one. So question one, are you good enough? And this is the question that is on top of mind of many artists that I know, even artists that are getting regular praise. In fact, we all do it, and it is a real mental block that we have to try and overcome. Believing that you are good enough is essential. The question is, are you an artist or a pretender? Do you really have what it takes? We need to just forget about that question, because if you're doing it, you are good enough to do it. These are imaginary fears that everybody has, no matter what career they're doing. Even people who are making an income from whatever they do, there's always somebody better than you. And that is something we just have to understand. It doesn't mean you don't have a right to do the work you want to do. It just means put aside these fears and get on with it. Because if you're doing a good job, no matter what it is, people are going to pay attention. Whether you're an artist or an electrician, it doesn't matter. Just do it. The next question is, what is good enough? How do you measure your success? Another part of that question about being good enough, when do you know you're good enough to go public? When do you know you're good enough to publish? So understand a few things about yourself. What is it that you really want? Are you looking for people to slap you on the back and tell you how great you are? Are you looking for validation online through social media and all of those things? Forget about those things. It's not about prizes. It's not about getting more fans or followers. All of those things are disempowering you, because you are giving the power to someone else to validate you. And if you're not getting that validation, you're not going to believe in yourself. It's not about convincing other people. It's simply about knowing that you love to do a certain thing and that you actually do it very well. You're putting your heart into it, and that practically guarantees you're going to be good and you're just going to keep getting better. So don't worry about validation from others. What about your education? There's such a stigma attached to whether you have education or not, or is your education good enough? Everybody goes to college, it seems, or feels they have to go to college. And then, with hindsight, they regret it. So much debt, and they're doing something else completely different to what they studied anyway. it's not about the education. It's about the passion you bring to the job. Sure, certain professions need a piece of paper on the wall. I get that. I know this myself. But it doesn't mean I can't be an artist either. I don't have a fine art degree. But there are a lot of people with fine art degrees that aren't doing art either. Does that mean they can't? And that means, does it mean that I shouldn't be? All it means is a type of validation. Once again, we're disempowering ourselves. So self-doubt is part of the game. Success is pushing on through that self-doubt and getting the job done. Teach yourself everything you learn through your own efforts is going to stick with you and give you a lot more than a certificate on the wall. Do you have to give up your day job? Is this necessary for success? Okay, this is a question I've wrestled with over the years. One thing I can say without doubt is there's nothing wrong with having a day job. In fact, it's essential. It's the responsible thing to do if you have people who rely on your income, and it's a responsible thing to do for yourself. It teaches you determination. You need guts. You need to be able to get up in the morning and go to work, earn your dollar, get home, work on your art. That builds a lot of self-determination, initiative, and you become a self-starter. Almost every artist I know has had to go through this process. Don't let anyone say to you, unless you're a full-time artist, you're just a pretender. That is simply not true. You do as many jobs as you need to do to pave the way for your passion career at whatever stage. Just an important note, though, is don't get caught in this forever. This cycle of self-doubt of when are you ready to let go and work in your art full-time. At some point, you will be ready, and it's going to take a real leap of faith nevertheless, so be prepared for that. What is your vision? Everybody needs a vision. You need to learn the art of visualization. See yourself. Write these things down. Write a list of what you want to be by the end of the year, end of next year, and in 5 years' time. Write a list what you want to be at the end of this week. You've got to see it, feel it, you need to own it. And that requires more than just thinking about it. Writing it down, drawing a picture, creating a mood board. These are not magic tricks. They are simply ways to make you visualize the ultimate success. And it is amazing how much of it does come true in the end. What do you need to do, or what is the hot thing to do at any particular time? Who knows? There's no point in wrestling with this question too much. Rather, focus on what is the important niche for you. You can't be great at everything all the time. So if you're developing a personal brand as a particular type of artist, for instance, maybe portraits are the thing that you really want to do, then do a lot of portraits and show them to people and publish your paintings and do whatever it takes to be identified as the number one portrait artist. Think about that niche. It doesn't mean that's all you need to do, but identify with a particular niche and it'll be much easier for your market to discover you. So what about finances? This is the real big boogeyman in everyone's life. Nobody seems to know how much one really needs, and even when you have it, you'll always be worrying about whether it is enough. So take that as a given. The important thing is you need to know what your income is and your expenses, and where is a break-even point, more or less. Some type of way of measuring what you spend and what you make. These are real basics. There are 101 ways to do this, whether it's an app you can download or keeping a notebook, whatever it takes, put it down in writing, use a calculator and figure out where you are. cut out the money leaks, know your weak points, know that if you're going to walk around a shopping mall because you're bored, you're going to buy something you really don't need. Okay, so keep away also from those online shopping traps that always grab you with a daily deal. Those are just ways of leaking money unnecessarily. Figure out what works for you, where the money comes from, what puts money into your pocket, and repeat that over and over again. Remember, compound interest, save a bit of money, make it work for you. Use time effectively and save and invest whatever you can. Time management, you don't have the time to do things. This is your important, most important resource, in fact. So set time for work, business, and play. Get a balance in your life by writing down a schedule. And what are the wasted time? Where are you wasting time? Wasting time is like wasting money. You've got to know where the leaks are. Forget about the movie channels and binge watching TV. Get rid of the TV. It's a complete waste of time. If you've got an internet service, what do you need a TV for? Things like that rob you of time and you can never get it back. So marketing is an essential part of every artist's day. You've got to do it, make a plan for it, find what works. A simple strategy, experiment. You don't have to dominate all the social media channels. Find the one or two that really work for you and double down on those. Don't waste your time with every shiny object that comes your way. Creating content. Create, create, create. That is part of the deal and is part of your business. So how much to spend on marketing? Well, it's a lot less than you think. And like I mentioned, don't chase after all those shiny objects. And you don't have to subscribe to every paid service out there. Even if they promise you 1,000 more followers, in most and in almost every case, it's not true. All right, people promise everything and guarantee things, and it's all meaningless. What counts is the quality of work and content you're producing. Have a lean strategy that is effective and know what you're spending your money on. Don't just put a paid ad on Facebook. Figure out how to do it properly. There's a lot of free resources and mini courses out there that'll show you how to do the best advert, targeted, and so you have a good idea that you're going to be getting value for money. So do you go to a gallery or do you do it yourself? This is a lot of personal issue that you need to work out. So not everybody is happy with working with a gallery or a publisher. There are only so many galleries and there's a lot more artists and a lot more art out there. So only so much can be done. But my belief is you need to know your business. It is your business. You are responsible for it and you need to be able to promote yourself. Yes, you can use galleries, but no gallery these days has the right to demand exclusive access to your art. They can work with you, but they can't run your life. So you need income. How do you get it? Now you need it quickly and you need it right now to pay the rent. The best way to cover yourself is get multiple streams of income. There really is a lot of opportunity to make bits of income here and there, and some can really work wonders for you. So an artist, for instance, doesn't just create art. They can teach, they can produce courses, they can write short books, they can podcast, they can make videos, they can cut the videos to DVD and sell those, attend markets, pop-up shops, galleries, online marketing. There are many, many ways to do this. Try and get as many income sources working over the forthcoming year. And every extra dollar you make is well worth the effort. Some passive income, some active income. It all goes into the pot and helps you carry on. So what is it about teaching? Is it a time wastage? Can you teach? Will people get bored listening to you? I believe that teaching helps others, and there's a tremendous benefit that you pass on, even if you come with a lot of self-doubt at first. I'm a typical example, an introverted artist, and teaching scared me completely and utterly. But it is something that I just tried and kept working at, and apparently there are a lot of people that keep coming back to want to learn from me. So I don't know what it is, but it's great. I enjoy teaching. Everyone who knows something can teach it to someone else. At first, it may be really difficult and you may be scared to do it. That's fine. It's good. It's good to be afraid, and to work through it helps you grow. So I do encourage you to add some teaching. Whatever you can do, try it out. So if you need some help, there's nothing wrong with seeking a mentor. You could find a mentor online. You can find a mentor in your town or neighborhood, in a group. And wherever you can, seek out some help and have a few people on hand. You can bounce a question off, maybe meet up, put your heads together, come up with a few ideas. I always found that having someone who's experienced in business makes a huge difference in my confidence in growing my own business. So read a lot as well, watch DVDs, listen to podcasts, and develop a relationship with a mentor. So how to stay relevant? Remember, everything is changing all the time. So keep yourself refreshed mentally, physically, look after your health, be aware of the world around you and keep up to date, and try and be modern in your thinking and attitude. Let's not become the old codger that can only remember the old days and hates everything about what is happening today. Everything keeps changing. Keep up with the trends, keep up with what is happening in the world. And you don't have to sell out, remain true to yourself, but just keep up with things and you will start each day with a great attitude. That's what it takes. So persist, keep learning, do your art, and you're pretty much guaranteed of success. And that's what it takes. It's the person who comes back each day is the person that's going to make a success. So good luck. Keep working, keep learning, and enjoy the journey. Okay, I hope that clears up a few questions and the answers are helpful. And that's also it for our first podcast. So if you enjoyed this, please share and like the podcast, and you'll be informed of when the next podcast comes up. You can also find more about painting and painting lessons and read my blog, etc. on malcolmdeweyfineart.com. And until next time, cheers and happy painting.